This is the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast.
Yep.
Listen live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 a.m. on 98.7 ESPN in New York.
Yep.
The ESPN New York app.
Yep.
Or on your smart speaker by asking it to play 98.7 ESPN. This is DiPietro and Rothenberg.
Alonso drives one. Deep left field.
Was the best Mets win of the season.
I feel like we have a good idea of who we are, but we needed to kind of harness that and really capture who we are and really show that in our play.
Yesterday, you can get you guys jump started.
I mean, hopefully it's what the team needed to kind of turn this thing around.
Glorious victory last night.
This is DiPietro and Rothenberg.
The open is being done. Rico, I hope you got something special for us playing that day.
He'll drop hopefully the ball on it. It won't be great.
On 98.7 ESPN.
Oh, the big 9 o'clock hour, DNR with you, 98.7 ESPN. You've never done a Thursday open in front of a lot of people, have you?
I'm excited about it.
That's exciting for you. I'm excited for you.
Live open? Kidding me?
Live open, people heckling. You could have heckling. You could have screaming. No. You could have people free. I mean, it could be like the Beatles kind of situation where they just start shrieking. I'm so excited
shrieking,
to see you.
I think there's going to be, I mean, just an electric atmosphere at Publicans.
You think it's going to be wall to wall, like elbow to elbow in Publicans?
I hope so.
I do too. You think I can slice fruit?
I'm going to put the request in. I can't guarantee anything.
Okay.
I think egg bites are on the table.
Some egg whites would be nice.
Yeah, but I told you there's a Starbucks, right? I mean, we catch egg bites.
Yeah, but we're going to be at a functional restaurant.
Why do you always have to be such a problem?
How am I a problem?
Because I don't even know if they have egg whites on the menu.
Well, please, come on.
Who can't make an egg? Publicans is not a breakfast spot.
If you make eggs, you can make egg whites.
Listen, I'll do what I can to make you happy, but I don't understand why it's always got to be about making it as difficult as humanly possible for you.
I'm a man on a mission.
No, you're a man on a mission to make my life miserable.
No, that's not true.
They got delicious burgers.
Maybe I'll have a bunless burger.
They got wings.
Maybe I'll... No, I can't have wings.
They have wood-fired pizzas.
I can't have that.
We got a nice niçoise salad.
Oh, I could have a niçoise salad.
Right.
I love the niçoise.
Fried Brussels sprout and steak salad?
Stop it. I'm not having fried Brussels sprouts.
How about some hummus?
Hummus?
How about some poutine? They got some nice poutine.
It's Putin.
It's not Putin.
I think it might be.
Animal.
Yeah. Bring me a dictator. All right. This portion of the show, driven by the All-American Ford Auto Group, number one volume Ford group in the Northeast. Huge locations in Paramus, Hackensack, Old Bridge, and Point Pleasant. Shop allamericanford.net. That's allamericanford.net. By the way, we'll get to the Mets in a second. Company sending tweets. Guess what they've done? They have ordered a pickleball set. There will be pickleball at the tailgate in
nice.
2 weeks.
Good. You can play by yourself because I'm not playing.
Okay, good. Then you just see what you're up against in a couple weeks.
Dave goes back and forth on the court to himself.
No, someone's going to want to play.
I'm going to scout you.
Good.
By the way, quickly, before we get back into the baseball, just so, because I know you'll be tuned in. You can't wait to get the television on and watch it. Once they get out of this stupid frost
delay,
RJ.
So it's just hot water all over the place.
Is that what they're doing?
Yeah, because they got to get rid of the frost.
Oh, God.
You could see it very clearly on the grass, all frosted over.
Yeah, it was 34 degrees, man. Yeah.
Well, because it's never 34 degrees in Rochester.
Michael Collins is all bundled.
What did you want to say?
No, so I was watching some stuff on how hard this course is, because everyone's talking about how hard this course is. So Oak Hill plays at a par 70. So they asked the question, what would an 18 handicap shoot under these conditions that the pros are playing under? So an 18 handicap, if it's par 70, 18 plus 70, 88, somewhere around like in 88, 90s. Billy Horschel goes, probably 150.
What?
That's how hard this course is.
Oh, this is going to be a train wreck, isn't it?
And then you had one guy go, I don't know how many holes they would actually finish. Because the course is that tough.
Oh, well, that should make it fun.
Oh, yeah, I can't wait.
All right, so last night, Mets, they trailed 2-0, Vientos home run. You're thrilled about that because there's some juice and some swag, and now it's tied at 2. And then Ottavino stinks. Doesn't stink. Stunk last night. And then they fall behind 5-2. And you think to yourself, this game is over. They don't score runs. What a shame. Two on. two outs, ninth inning, Alvarez to the plate, blast one to left, home run, tied at five. And now you're like, all right, we're going to win this game. This is great. Then Robertson comes in. They don't just get one off of him in the 10th. They get two. Now you're down by two again, and you think, oh, my God. McNeil, base hit, bottom 10, Lindor, awful at bat. Alonso comes up, blasts a three-run homer. Mets, unequivocally, elite, best win of the season.
Yeah, Senga pitched great. His family was in attendance.
He was terrific last night.
Yeah, he was great. And I guess he said after the game that his goal was to make sure that they didn't boo him in front of his family.
It's a good goal.
So he pitched really well. I mean, you mentioned the bullpen. I mean, bullpen game up at least a run every inning. Bring him in the seventh, and you mentioned Ottavino and Ogosek and then Robertson, and somehow we kept finding a way to battle back, and it was with the home run, which we haven't done a lot of this season.
No, they were in 50-plus innings with no home run, and that last couple games they've started to hit the ball out.
And you finally start to see some excitement. You saw the Alvarez bat flip, which I know some old-school people don't like, but I think in that moment playing a team that's cocky. Like, I mean, the Tampa Bay Rays have turned themselves into a really good team that's not afraid to tell you how good they are.
I have no problem with that, though.
I thought it was in that moment was fine.
Yeah, I agree
no
with that.
No problem.
I agree with that. And also, I have no problem with Tampa. You're good. You know you're good, and you're going to let people know you're good.
Yeah, I mean, which is fine. Do it. I mean, you do you. But, I mean, we're going to do us.
But I don't think Tampa had an issue with the bat flip, did they?
No, I don't. But I'm sure there are people that have an issue, period. I was in the car, so I was listening to Howie talk about it. And he kind of mentioned, you know, the holding onto the bat and then the flip and said, well, if Randy Arozarena can do it and stop when he hits a home run, then we can do it.
Yeah, I have zero issue with either side doing that.
No, but it was the juice that they needed. It's the excitement that they needed. Everyone's grinding. The clubhouse, the locker room, it's not a great place to be when you consistently lose. It's just not, because you're looking for answers. I mean, everyone's in a bad mood if you're not playing well. So, I mean, to go up against the best team in baseball, continue to get down, find a way back every time, and then win it with a walk-off in the 10th, yeah, you should be excited. And hopefully you can bottle up some of this energy and keep it moving forward. It's the most important thing.
Right. Because now there's no, I mean, enjoy the game. You should be thrilled. As a Mets fan, you wake up this morning, you're ecstatic about it. And then you realize we're 4 hours away from going at this all over again.
Well, because last night felt like more of the same, though. That was the issue I was having last night watching it. It felt like more of the same. It's things aren't lining up for us. We haven't got good starting pitching, but finally we're getting really good starting pitching and we're not hitting. Right? So it's like, I mean, we can't put everything together. And then all of a sudden you have the bullpen, which hasn't been a problem. Gives up a run in the seventh, two in the eighth, one in the ninth, and then two more in the tenth. And it's like, okay, I mean, you're down to your final out, and all of a sudden Alvarez hits this big, big three-run shot. You feel great, and then you turn around in the tenth, and you mention it's not just one run, it's two runs. It's like, oh, God.
Right. When they got the first run, I wasn't heartbroken, because you got to figure, starting with a guy at second base. So it would have been, I think, Nimmo at second, right? Is that right? Nimmo made the last out? I think so. I think Nimmo at second, and then 2-3-4 coming up. You'd feel pretty good about that. About at least cobbling one run across the plate.
Right. But then it's two. I mean, and it's Robertson. First it was Ottavino. Now it's Robertson. And it's like, okay, it's just not. And somehow you found a way. And, I mean, it's not. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to figure it out. That was their best. It's easily their best win.
It's not even close. It was a great win. Even last year, that would have been a great win. I mean, last night was a special kind of night at Citi Field. You want to hear from Mark Vientos?
Yes.
All right. What does it mean to contribute right away after getting called up?
It feels good for sure that all the hard work I've been putting in is showing and just tells myself that I need to continue what I've been doing and keep working and keep learning and just whatever I can do to help this team win is why I'm here.
Listen, I need to see the young guys. I've enough of Pham, enough of Vogelbach, enough of these slow, bland, boring. Give me some juice. Give me the youth. I'm telling you what, I would rather lose with the young players than lose with the old players.
Well, because the young players are your future.
Exactly that.
So at least you're getting the experience.
Exactly that.
But, I mean, again, and luckily, you know, Alvarez gets us to extra innings and Pete comes through in the 10th. Because otherwise, instead of these, I mean, we've taken a bunch of really excited phone calls, we'd be taking more of what we heard yesterday, where Buck stinks and he should. Dude, it wasn't just the calls, too. There's shows talking about how Buck has like a
30-day window, right?
Yeah, well, come on, man.
What do we, so, and the Mets are three games below. Now they're two games below, right? When it was said yesterday, three games below. So if Buck goes 14-16 in the next 30 days, you want to fire him?
After last season, yeah, you're going to fire him.
I mean, people are out of their minds. Even forget about last season. Do you look at Buck Showalter and think he's an elite manager?
Yes.
As do I. Do you believe you can fire him and go out to the open market and find a manager the equivalent of Buck Showalter?
No.
Then why would you even consider? Why was that even a conversation?
Because it's what we decide to do. It's just hot,
spicy talk radio.
Yeah.
Fire Buck Showalter.
Now, Buck's decision to go with Vogelback was not a great decision.
I'm not going to sit here and tell you I think Buck has been great this season. But the bulk of the blame goes on the players, not the manager.
Right. I would go player. We talked about this yesterday. Players, Billy Epler, then Buck.
Yeah. And so 30 days?
Yeah,
so before you ever even see Jose Quintana, you want him out.
That's right.
Okay. Let's go to some of the calls. Let's go to Ed in Newark. Good morning, Ed. You're on 98.7 ESPN.
Hey, good morning, guys. Thanks for taking the call. Great win yesterday. I was at the game on Tuesday. That wasn't so hot. And I'm calling because, you know, historically, I turned 54 about a couple weeks ago. And I've had season tickets for partial season tickets for over 30 years. And, you know, historically, the Mets has just been hesitant, reluctant. I don't know what the right word is to bring up, these blue chip, their best farm system players. And, you know, they need to start developing, to go to that to farm system, to AAA teams and that be the source for players when somebody goes down, when somebody gets hurt, when you lose someone to free agency. I mean, you see within our own division, the Braves do it all the time. They lose someone to free agency, someone gets hurt, they bring up look at Turner, they bring up a kid and he becomes an all-star. And is that going to happen every time? No, I get it. I called in to your buddy's show, the Michael Kay show on Monday, and Don LaGreca was poo-pooing the idea of bringing up Vientos and Mauricio.
Why?
Because he said the argument was, and I said, you know, it can't hurt. They need a spark. They need something. Listen, I'm at the games. It's and I'm coming in from Jersey. You know, it's $100 just getting down there, tolls, gas.
Well, regardless of that, though, Ed, I understand your allegiance to the team, but what is the rationale behind Don saying you don't bring up these young guys?
Yeah, because he says, so I say it won't hurt. He said, well, it could hurt them. If they come up too early and they get down on themselves, you know, they're facing major league pitching as opposed to triple A pitching. And, you know, it could, you know, hurt their psyche, their mojo, whatever it is.
But it feels like, Ed, it feels like they're ready.
And they are. I mean, they're lighting up in AAA. What are you going to do? Are you going to make it? They're going to be Hall of Fame AAA players. If they're lighting it up there, then that's it. It's time to bring them up. And listen, they came up, and you look at yesterday's game, the two kids, everyone was talking about Alvarez and his defense. Well, it's not his defense that's been in question. It's patience at the plate, not swinging at bad pitches. You know, that's going to come, I think. But look at what Baby's done since he's come up. Look at what, you know, Alvarez has got. I think he's got more home runs already in 2 months of the season, in a month and a half of the season, than all our catchers had last year. I mean, as a fan, I want to see the young kids. If we're going to go down, let's go down with the young guys.
I feel the same way. And I think that Rick feels the same way. If we're going to lose games, I'd much prefer lose with the young kids than I do the Vogelbacks and Fams and, you know,
yeah, but we're not at that point yet. But listen, we're not even at that point yet. I mean, the goal is still to win a championship.
Right, but let's infuse some young talent to this roster.
Well, because you have to. You have to. I mean, there was no choice. Those guys are doing exactly what you asked them to do in AAA. And the guys up here, that because they're veteran guys, you want to give as much time as you can to see if they can figure it out because you have confidence in the veteran players, weren't doing the job. And you weren't winning. So, yeah, I mean, there are some risks you naturally take by bringing a young kid up too early. You start chipping away from the confidence. But when you see what you see every day and you're rolling out guys that just aren't getting the job done and you got two kids down in the minors that are tearing the cover off the baseball
right,
that you feel like can step in and give you a spark, give you some energy, can help. And
if you have like an open slot, like right, you got to figure Mauricio at this point would be better than some pieces they have on the major league roster.
Oh, it depends how comfortable you feel with him playing second base. I mean, he's playing second base now in Syracuse. I mean, if you want to move McNeil to left?
Yeah, I'm fine with that.
So, yeah, but I mean, the other thing is, how many... Are you going to have all the kids up at the same time?
Well, why is that bad?
Well, I don't know if it's bad. I mean, but is that a, I mean, is that a World Series team?
Well, I don't know.
Very, very rarely do you have that many kids in your starting lineup.
Correct. Is this a World Series team?
No, but that's why the guys are up here now.
Right.
And I think you're in a weird spot because you see these kids can play, and your farm system isn't great. So, I mean, the move would be to go out and get somebody that can help, but you don't want to start trading. Like, again, you're trying to do two things at once.
You're trying to win and rebuild. Yes.
Yeah. Which is not easy.
That's not easy. And the advantage you have is you have a boatload of money to do it with.
But that money that you spend has to actually play like the. You're right. Like if you're spending $43 million, they have to play up to $43 million.
I mean, they are. I mean, Marte and Canna and just no, they're just not.
Well, yeah, and Scherzer, and I mean, it's you go up and down the list.
They're just not. Let's go to Alex in Newton. This is gonna be a good call. Good morning, Alex.
Hey, good morning, guys. How are you?
Good.
Hey, I was calling because Dave, I'm usually against you. I called you before and I ripped you about, you know, the whole Sherry thing when her knee got hurt. But I'm with you 100% on this.
What did I do when her knee got hurt? I've been great.
Nothing. That's the problem. When it first happened, it was you made her make dinner. But that's not what this call is about. I'm calling to rip Rick. How could you possibly leave? I understand Milo wasn't feeling well, but you didn't leave to take him to the hospital. He had a tummy ache because he overate. You could have talked to him before the game because you know he's done this before. Milo, make sure you know you don't stuff your face because I don't want you getting sick. And then you're in a suite. There's a couch in the suite. You could have easily just been like, all right, it's almost the end of the game. Just relax on the couch right there.
Yeah, because that's great parenting, Alex.
We're going to watch the end of the game,
right.
And then we'll leave.
Yeah, how many kids you have, Alex?
I have two. One's 20 and one's 13, and we've all been there. Kids get sick. You take them to games. They overstuff themselves. I've been there. But you weren't sitting with the rest of the people. You were sitting in the suite with a couch.
Right, which is great. So they did me the solid of hooking me up in this club, and what I want to do is sit there because I need to. I'm selfish enough to need to watch the rest of the game and let him projectile vomit all over the place.
I mean,
that'd
you shouldn't let him stuff his face like
right,
that.
Right, you're right. So a mistake was made. Now double down on the mistake by letting the kid sit and vomit all over the couches. Hey, yeah, you guys clean that up. I'm sorry. I got Alvarez is up. You take care of that. Hey, Cass, you know, leave Angela and go take care of Milo, who's like the exorcist right now over the walls.
Very defensive, aren't you?
Idiots.
You know what? You know he's an overeater.
Yeah, well, next time it's not going to happen.
His eyes are bigger than his stomach. That's the problem.
Well, the kid's like, I mean, it's like he's never eaten before.
It's a bottomless pit. I got news for you, Raymond. I got jazz hands news for you. Is what I have.
Or is
Big
he asleep?
News, jazz hands.
This comes from our buddy Field Yates. Defensive end Carl Lawson has agreed to a rework deal per a source. Lawson was due a non-guaranteed $15 million, is now due a base value of $9 million. $8 million of that guaranteed. He has $3 million more available in incentives. The move creates almost $13 million in cap space for the Jets this season.
Nice.
There you go.
And he'll be, I would imagine he'll be better this season too.
Well, he's coming off an Achilles tear, yes.
Right, another year off that injury.
Absolutely, 100%. So there you go. It's all happening for your Jets right now.
Now we got to take care of Quinn and Williams.
And then let's go. How, honestly, being serious now, we'll get to stuff you missed in just a moment. Have you ever been this excited for a Jets season in your life?
No.
Yeah, I would think that's the case.
No, wait, you're not going to wait till you see me after I slap around Santiago's team, too.
I'm here for it.
Oh, he's going to call me coach for a full week?
I'm here for it. Now, can I jump in on that as well or no?
How would you like? You want him to call you
Absolutely
coach, too?
Absolutely not.
No. Like,
make your bet in week one.
You don't even talk on the show anymore. Let me talk to him. So if the Jets beat the Cowboys, can we jump around? Can we celebrate? Can we sing? Can we do something?
You can't do no, you can't.
Why can't I?
Because literally they play the Giants the week before. Get in on that game.
How great would it be if the Giants and the Jets both beat the Cowboys?
Back to back, they start 0-2. Mike McCarthy
it'd be like
stinks.
We live in a nirvana.
Oh,
I won't come back.
Yeah, you will. Like, call me coach.
It'll be a loser Leafs town situation. I will not return.
Oh,
if that
like
happens.
The Wild West.
Look at you.
Oh, how good would that be?
I'll come over and sleep in the half bedroom and just taunt you for the whole week over there. You're going to call me coach. Channing's going to call
me
daddy.
You guys have my address, so that's true.
I have it right in front of me. You want me to tell you?
I'm sure I couldn't stop you.
I'll post your cell phone number and have Jets fans call you.
Oh, my God.
You leave the show.
Nasty. All right, RJ, with all this nastiness, bring some levity.
No.
See ya.
Bang! Touchdown! Rebound score!
The you missed.
All right, getting right to it. You mentioned exciting, exciting win for the Mets. Kodai Senga, 12 strikeouts. Most strikeouts by a rookie since Noah Syndergaard, 2015.
Ooh. Thor.
That's what they call him. Tampa Bay going to call up Taj Bradley from Durham to start today against.
He's good, though. He's a problem, that Taj Bradley.
You know who he pitches against? Tyler McGill.
Tyler McGill, yeah.
Buck Showalter. Are the young guys ready to carry this team?
I very seldom buy carry a team. Starting pitcher doesn't do it. Closer can't do it. One player can't do it. And, you know, that's not who we have to be in order to do this.
Ready to do this. You know who did not do this yesterday? That's the Yankees. They lost 3-0 to the Jays. Danny Jansen walks it off. Garrett Cole, very good. Struck out six over six scoreless. Cole is two strikeouts shy of 2,000 for his career.
Leads Major League Baseball in innings pitched. How about that?
Certainly does. Game went to the 10th scoreless where Jansen ended it off of Wandy Peralta. Domingo Herman had that 10-game suspension stamped and approved by Major League Baseball. He does not appeal it. Actually served the first of those 10 games last night, so 9 to go. Luis Severino off the IL on Sunday. He will start in Cincinnati. And Ian Hamilton has a strained right groin. He goes to the 15-day IL. Another guy already on the IL, that's Carlos Rodon. He threw without pain, from 90 feet.
Nice.
He's had like 58 shots in his back. I would hope there's no pain.
It would be concerning if there was pain at this right. point.
I don't need the 59th, okay? 58, let's keep it right there. Manny Machado has a small fracture in his left hand from when he was hit by a pitch on Monday against the Royals. IL stint seems likely.
They lost again to the Royals yesterday.
Yeah.
They stink.
Bad news for the Dodgers. Dustin May headed the IL with a flexor strain. He leaves yesterday's start early. No timetable on his return, but it's not the season, but we're probably talking in the months category, not the weeks.
I got this funny story. So fantasy baseball, RJ, you'll appreciate this.
He's on my team and I don't appreciate it, but go ahead.
No. So how about that? I got this snake in my league. It's a day game. Nobody's obviously paying close attention. Guy sends an email, would love to trade Dustin May looking for a bat.
That's bad.
But a guy in my league then responded, just left the game after one inning, seems like he's injured.
Ooh, smart player.
Right?
It's a big-time league right
you're
there.
You're in a devious league.
Oh, devious.
You can't trust these people.
Snake.
Yeah, it's not like you run physicals in fantasy. That's wrong.
They probably try to give their friends broken bananas.
That's what happened to me yesterday.
Tell them about today's bananas, RJ.
I haven't had one yet. They look nice, though.
It's too full from the giant coffee roll you made.
I will.
Exactly. Oh, how awful. Too much pastry
here. The coffee roll elite, though. I will say that. Elite.
Mm-hmm. Same for the croissant, but it's...
the croissant.
But it's too much. It's one.
RJ, I'm going to need him saying croissant, please, for the...
there you go.
Same as the croissant.
I should get the French music in the background for it.
Yes, please.
Game one of the Eastern Conference Finals goes to the Miami Heat. Jimmy Butler, 35 points. Miami scored 46 points in the third quarter.
And they took no timeouts.
Boston now just 4-4 at home this postseason. So, Jason Tatum, why the struggles at home?
I don't know. I don't know why. You still got to play the game. You still got to make plays regardless of, you know, you're home or on the way. You know, the court is the same. It's one ball, three reps, two baskets. You know, we just got to be better.
Got to be better. The Milwaukee Bucks are looking to be better. They interviewed Kelvin Sampson. Interesting name.
Sampson.
He's former NBA assistant, current head coach of Houston, who's been a national title contender at the college ranks for the last couple of years. So, for the second straight year, Dave, did you see us what the Giants are going to do?
The throwback jerseys.
That's right. The classic blue unis from the 80s and 90s. So, they're going to rock them for two games at home this season, October 22nd against the Commanders, and on Monday Night Football, December 11th against the Green Bay Packers.
Oh, boy.
You can wear alternate helmets this year, right?
I think so.
You can. Right.
That was a big deal. Dave, what happened to Novak yesterday?
He lost to Runa.
A 20-year-old.
Well, no, this is not just your garden variety 20-year-old. Right. This is the number seven player in the world.
He's a star.
Yeah.
At the Italian Open that Dave makes us put on most mornings here.
Sorry, I enjoy sports. Sorry about that.
You really do.
Did I ask you to put it on this morning? No. Is there a match going on right now? Yes.
What's going on in it?
It's a quarterfinal match of the Italian Open.
No, thank you. Useful. Nick Kyrgios, not good. Sustained a foot injury as his car was stolen. He was driving his Tesla, and it was hijacked, and he lacerated the side of his left foot.
That's a terrible story.
Yeah. How?
So he's going to be out for... Dave, what's next? The French?
The French is May 28th, yes.
He's out for the French, and he might miss some time beyond that.
I got to be honest, Kyrgios at the French, that was not going to end well anyway.
Strong. He hasn't played in a while. What, October, I think I saw? So it's been a little bit. And finally, Man City beat Real Madrid 4-0, 5-1 on the aggregate. That put City in the Champions League final.
Was Balogun in that game?
No. Plays for Arsenal.
Did anyone happen to see the picture of Mbappe next to Wembanyama?
What is he, like, tiny?
Oh, dude, it looks like it's unbelievable how big this
guy is. Like a Judge Altuve kind of situation?
No, worse.
Really?
Yeah, it's crazy. I mean, what is he, 7'5"?
Oh, yeah, 7'4". Yama.
That's it.
And that's it for me, too.
Oh, great. Wow. Sharp hat.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Thanks for listening to the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast.
I think they're listening to me.
They're everywhere, Dave.
I know you're here.
Catch the show on demand wherever and whenever you want.
Woohoo! Over here!
Just subscribe to us, rate us, and review us wherever you get your podcasts.
Some croissant were consumed today. Raymond had a delicious croissant.
Raymond was very French in that moment.
Wasn't he, though?
Yeah, like he transported himself to France.
Have croissant. You been to France, Raymond?
Croissant.
Croissant. have you ever spent time at the Louvre?
Can't say that I have.
The Eiffel Tower?
No.
Would you like to go?
On his honeymoon, he's going to go to
sure.
To Paris.
Croissant.
Nice. Maybe you find a beautiful woman in Paris. Maybe you go croissant. By yourself.
I don't know.
No, that's
Even
Italy.
Zach Wilson that's not... ever starts for the Jets again.
That one was labeled as French. I don't know.
No, it's Italian.
Yeah, that was clearly Italian.
Come on.
I don't know if a Micah White.
Yeah. Some
hey, Dave, any thought? Any thought to maybe helping old Pop down in San Antonio with Wemby?
Oh, you mean because I typically will give advice to French basketball players?
Right, you've had a lot of success with French basketball players.
I don't want to push my narrative on Pop, but if he needed help, I'd be happy to talk to Victor.
Yeah, maybe if he gets off to a struggle, struggles early, maybe you fly down.
Sure. Listen, if Windhorse can fly to Paris to interview him, I can certainly fly to San Antonio to give him some words of advice.
I think we take a show trip.
We don't do anything as a show.
Yeah, but I think
Windhorse in France.
I think we go down. I think you talk to Wemby. We have him on the show. You straighten him out.
Croissant. I'd be happy to. Be happy to. By the way, I know everything that went on with the K Show yesterday.
Oh, because you got the email.
I got the
too.
Email of the K-Show full rundown. Every minute of the show.
And you every will every day hour. For the rest of your
Why?
Life.
Why? Why no, am I getting
for
that?
For the rest of your life.
Why?
Because.
Honestly, why?
I think that's management's way of saying you need to do more. You're uninformed. You need to work harder.
I'm uninformed?
That's how I take
There's
it.
There's nobody more informed than me.
No.
What do you guys want to know? What quarter hour? Tell me.
I think this
What happened at 4:15? What'd they do?
I know. You tell me. Read the email.
David Cohn.
He was on from 4 to 4:23, according to my calculations.
Yep.
And then 4:29 to 4:45, they did some Lakers conversation, some Jokic talk, and we got it all right here at right our here, fingertips. Andy,
there's only one way to take it.
There's a human being rubbing up the balls with mud.
5:49 to 6 was a would you question from a listener and a trivia question for Michael.
But the moans would be your mom.
Yeah, I got it all. You tell me the show, I get the quarter hour. You just let me know.
Are you getting every show?
All the shows.
Oh, I only get the K show.
No, I got the K show. I got some other random show the other day.
What do you mean random? We don't have random shows.
I got the Grasse show.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I didn't get... Oh, you got that from Birnbaum.
From Kushnick, yeah.
Kushnick, right.
Yeah, same nice. Thing. Birnbaum, Kuchnik, close.
Let's go to Tom in Staten Island. Good morning, Tommy. You're on 98.7.
Hello.
Hello.
Hey, good morning, guys.
What's going on, Tom?
Getting back to some Nick trade talk here.
Go ahead.
How do you guys feel about a Valanciunas Ingram for Mitchell Robinson, Randall, and maybe a pick or two?
Hang on. Valanciunas and what? Ingram?
And Ingram.
Okay. I like Brandon Ingram.
I like it.
All right. And what am I giving up? Robinson.
I do like it.
And what?
Robinson, Randall, and some picks.
Robinson, Julius, and maybe a pick or two.
What's not to like?
I would do it.
Yeah. I think you'd have to. Yeah.
Ingram's a stud.
And how old is Ingram? Is 25, maybe?
Well, yeah, he's young.
Mid-20s?
Yeah. So I can get a guy who can go for 20 points and kind of more like within the flow of the offense.
25 years old.
And Valanciunas is a good player, big physical player, good rebounder. Absolutely, I would do that trade.
Yeah, but how what do they do with this whole Zion situation, though?
That's going to be I don't know what you do with him.
I mean, you just hope he just somehow finds a way to just get
healthy. But how can you believe that, though? How can you believe that Zion is going to all of a sudden become healthy?
You can't. What are you going to do, trade him?
Plus, what are you going to get for him? You think a team would like unload a ton for him now?
No, but I mean, when you see when he plays, he is a force to be reckoned with when he actually plays.
I don't know what you do. They've really got themselves a difficult situation on their hands.
Yeah, they're gonna have to figure it out. I mean, that's the real question, because he was supposed to be. You saw what he could be, and I don't know how much. He actually likes being there either. With how they handle
it's a weird dynamic, because the guy's never healthy. The thing is that if they had him, a fully healthy Zion, they would be a force to be reckoned with.
Right. CJ was talking about it before they started dealing with the injuries.
Right. Think about that. You got Ingram, you got Zion. All of a sudden, you got CJ. You become a really talented team, but it's the same thing. He barely played at Duke, right? He blew out that sneaker against North Carolina and missed the bulk of the season. And in his NBA career, he hasn't played all that much. So it's a guy that's... It'd be constantly injured.
Yeah, to be that size and be that explosive, it's tough. I would think it's probably tough to stay healthy.
It is not the norm. Cullum in the Bronx wants to talk a little Giants. Good morning, Cullum.
Oh, good morning, Dave, Rick. Shout out to the company. Dave, you wanted pickleball, you got pickleball. Shout out to Danny, a.k.a. Bernie, from the company. He purchased the pickleball the moment you said it. We got it done.
Oh, you guys are so good. Cullum, you will be at the June 1st gala, yes?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Beautiful. Go ahead.
All right. So you were mentioning a little bit about the Giants, about like their needs and their holes. I think obviously to me the biggest hole is linebacker, and it's been a big hole for, I don't know, like 10 years. They got one linebacker. I do like the guy that they got from the Colts. But last year, they had like nothing but bargain bin guys off the scrap heap. And also, you know, safety and corner is still a little shaky. What would be the possibility of bringing back Landon Collins? You know, he did have a couple of good moments. You know, you put him in some packages, he could still, you know, contribute to winning.
I don't know.
Isn't he like a hybrid linebacker?
Yeah,
now,
at this point, Landon Collins is just fine. But you're right. You're right about. They went to battle with linebackers that probably shouldn't have been playing in the NFL.
No, that's why he went on. One of the first moves you made was Okereke.
Yeah, I like that move. 1-800-919-3776. So. What are we thinking Mets today? Like, Mets lose this game today, does it send you back? Or Mets lose this game today and you say, I wanted 1-1 and they were able to go 1-1?
No, I think it definitely is not. You like to build on the success.
Right.
And you mentioned this kid. This kid is a good pitcher, man. This is one of their top prospects coming up to pitch today.
No, this is not a layup of a game.
No.
This team is terrific, and, you know, McGill's got to go out there and throw well today.
I like to see the bats warm up and stay warm. Like, not go night-night. Last night, until the seventh inning, you really would get nothing done.
Yeah, it would be nice to get just another, like, 5-6 runs and start to all of a sudden, you know, be able to score.
Right, there is something to be said about hitting being contagious, man. Like, once, you know, a couple guys in the lineup start going, the rest of the lineup kind of starts feeling good. There's less pressure because, you know, someone else is going to, you know, it's not every guy feeling like they got to do everything by themselves. So hopefully we start seeing some of that, because this lineup has to start to come alive.
They have to because they've been awful. They really have been. Did you? I'm sure you saw the email about it, but did you hear any David Cone? What he said about Scherzer and Verlander yesterday on the K-Show?
I did, but I think it's good sound, so we should hear it.
All right, here's Coney on the K-Show. He was asked about, are you concerned for Scherzer and Verlander?
Not yet. Not till the weather gets warm. I had trouble later in my career in the early going. Once they get the rough edges worn off, once they get into a groove, as long as they're healthy, when the warm weather comes, they will get it going. They will get into a routine. They will settle into an every 5 day or every turn in the rotation routine, and then they will get some rhythm and some consistency going. And they have too long of a track record. They're too good. Verlander's velocity is still there. He's 95+. Scherzer's repertoire still looks good to me. It's all there. I think they just need some consistency and some rhythm. And then obviously also working with a new catcher and getting used to a new system on a new team takes a little time. I wouldn't bet against those guys.
All right, so I kind of feel differently than him a little bit. I'm not at all concerned about Verlander. Scherzer, it feels like he's an old pitcher now, and he's had multiple things over the last couple of years. And I'm not saying he won't be okay, but to sit here and just so easily say, no, it'll be fine, I'm not there.
Well, he mentioned injury, and I think I've said this to you a couple different times. I mean, the last time we were talking about Max Scherzer was, you know, his hope was that he could get through his start, pitch through whatever he was dealing with, and not end up on the IL. Like, the goal was to just keep himself off the IL. So, I mean, the injury, it feels like, already exists, and he's just pitching through it.
Yeah, but
why is that going to get better?
I don't know, and it's not like he's going to get younger or healthier.
Right, so if you're telling me, like, the goal is to stay off the IL, how does the injury get better if you're going to just keep pitching through it?
I don't know, but Verlander, I don't have any concerns about him. I think he'll be fine.
No, I'm not worried about him.
Thanks for listening to the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast. Looking for more access to the show?
Why? Because you know why.
Follow us on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at DR on ESPN.
Jazz hand, Raymond. Jazz
Big
hands.
News.
There we
jazz
go.
Hand. I've got to navigate like 3 pages over sometimes.
Yeah, but
we have that many pages?
And I'm also like trying to rack up a soundbite for the three stars.
I say a lot of funny stuff, Rick. He has a lot to choose from.
There's a few funny things today.
Giants have signed first-round pick Deontay Banks to a four-year, nice, fully guaranteed $13.579 million contract. Includes a $6.875 million signing bonus. That deal is now done.
Good.
Love good. It. I love the rookie salary cap where it's just like you're slotted in and this is what you get and you're going to be there first day of training camp.
Yeah, I didn't love it.
Oh, I'm sure you didn't.
Did
I'm sure
not
the players
love it,
don't, but as a fan, I love it.
Yeah, before we had the cap, before you stepped in the league, you're making big money.
No, I think as a player, you don't want any part of it. But as a fan who wants the players to be there the first day of training camp, it's great.
I know. As a fan, it's awesome. I love it, too, for the Jets. I'm just saying, at the time when I got drafted first overall, I was not a huge fan of it.
Makes perfect sense. I'm still reading. People are freaking out about YouTube TV last night.
Of course they are. I mean, this is how many people are that excited to change, first off?
No, nobody wants to change. Everybody's got to change. And the thing that I think makes it even worse is they now littered it with a repetitive ad for The Little Mermaid. Other than John Winthrop, I don't think anybody would be happy watching that.
It's on my TV as we speak, an ad for The Little Mermaid. I love that little crap.
I love The Little Mermaid. I just don't, if I'm trying to watch an important game, I don't want to be having to deal with commercials for The Little Mermaid.
What are the chances you see The Little Mermaid?
I've seen it.
No, the new one.
Oh, no, zero.
Zero.
No.
I'd say there's 100%
chance.
Well,
you're obligated to. You have a 5-year-old daughter?
A 6-year-old daughter. Yeah. The second it comes out.
I mean, exactly. And yeah, but I've seen all those. What our first movie went to in the theater was, I don't even remember what it was. We've seen all those animated Disney movies. Kids love them.
Love them. That's
so good. Let's go to Vinny in Yonkers. Good morning, Vinny. You're on 98.7.
Hey, good morning, guys. How are you?
Good. What's going on?
So I have a little Knicks trade scenario for you. I wanted to hop on that train. But I want to start off by saying I'm not pushing Julius out the door. But if someone bought him a ticket, I definitely escort him to TSA.
Yeah, if you get a deal that you think is a good deal, you have to trade.
Yeah.
Yep.
Exactly. So my proposal would be Julius and Robinson for Vucevic and LaVine in Chicago and possibly toss in a pick. I think LaVine would give us what we need on the offensive end at center. There might be a little defensive downgrade there, but you know he'll stretch the floor and create some problems on the offensive end. I've seen him shoot the lights
out
from three.
He's a freak athlete. He's got a really good mid-range game.
Yeah, Exactly. So, I mean, that's my trade proposal. Just want to hear you guys.
But I guess my question to that.
Isn't Vucevic a free agent?
I'm not sure.
I don't know.
Yeah, I think he's a free agent.
Okay, so then you wouldn't have to involve him in that. You could just sign him.
Right.
But, why do you think that the Bulls look at Julius Randle and say, man, we got to bring that in? Over, I mean, Zach LaVine averaged like 25 points a game last year.
Zach LaVine, but he also, I mean, he signed a monster deal, too.
Okay.
Like, he's in the midst of a five-year, $215 million deal.
What year is he on in that, do you know?
He's got 4 years, well, three with the player option. So he's got next
so
year.
So 4 years, he's not going to say no.
Yeah, well, he's got next year at 40, 43, 46, and then 40, almost 49.
Good player. Good athlete.
Well, great athlete.
And what is he? He's got to be like 27, 28?
He's 28, yeah.
All right, so I'm going to have him for 28 to 32.
What else do you need to know about Zach LaVine? Anything?
Birthday, height, weight, hometown.
Let's see what we know about Zach LaVine. Go ahead, GPA. Ask me a question.
Where'd Zach LaVine go to college?
Oh, UCLA.
What was his GPA?
3.7.
What dorm did he live in?
Walla. I'm guessing he's 6'6". Is that accurate?
That's your guess?
Yeah, I'll say 6'6".
6'6" is your guess. That is incorrect.
Oh. How tall is he?
I don't know. That's his wingspan. Never mind.
I think he's 6'5". He's got a six foot eight inch
wingspan.
That's a big wingspan.
It's a very big wingspan.
Great dunker. Good in the open
great
court.
Great dunker.
Drafted, by the Minnesota Timberwolves.
One of the great joys of working with Dave.
What?
A player name comes up and then instantly 17 questions about everything from their hometown to their favorite food.
Always. You got to be armed and ready. You bring up a name,
be ready. Do.
Why am I treated like this, though?
Why are we treated like this?
What does that mean? Bring you pastries.
You do. But you ask all these questions that we need immediate answers to. I need to, anytime a name comes up, I need to have like Pro Football Reference, Wikipedia, team rosters, Spotrac, and a trade simulator up.
Sorry, I'm curious by nature.
You have to have 78 tabs up whenever you bring up a name to Dave.
Forget it. Let's just.
Well, no. What happened? You bring in the pastry. Did they ask you 52 questions about the pastry?
He asked me how I was doing.
Not the pastry guy. The guys that you gave the pastry to. I don't care about the pastry guy. When you presented RJ with the beautiful coffee roll? Who baked this? Where did it come from?
No, he started whining. Oh, he's trying to get me fat. This is so unfair. Like, yeah,
you tried to take it back after it had already been ingested.
Guess who also went for a run yesterday that you shamed?
Raymond. Raymond.
Yep, you both of us now.
By the way, I'm a little worried about Raymond.
Why?
I'll tell you why, and this is sincere. I took the elevator down with Raymond yesterday, and I looked at him, and he didn't look well. I'm a little worried for his well-being.
What are you talking about?
You look gaunt. You look pale. You look like you. If you were going to be a prisoner of war and
this
they let
is,
you go, that would be
quite a thing to drop on me.
Like.
This is quite a thing to drop on me because I didn't hear any of this yesterday. I didn't hear any of this yesterday.
Well, because I went home and I was worried and I talked to
Sherry
about it.
3 hours and 53 minutes into the show, you decide to drop this on me.
I wasn't going
to
drop it on you, but I just thought, you know what? Now's as good a time
as
ever.
You look terrible. Wow. Thank
you. Yeah, but he didn't say terrible. He said you look POW-ish. He didn't even say like you just don't look. I mean, that's terrible.
He just didn't look great because Raymond usually looks elite, and I just was. He looked withered yesterday.
Ugh.
Is that a bad thing to say?
It's an awful thing to say. Kinda. Especially a day later.
Well, you guilted him into running 4 miles yesterday. He's barely eaten. I think it's your fault.
I'm an honesty broker. Let's go to Corey in Greenwich.
It's not
good
honesty.
Morning.
It's cruelty.
It's not cruel. It's honest. And sometimes honesty crosses into cruelty. Good morning, Corey.
Hi, guys. Hey, Rick. Hey, Dave.
What's up, bud?
So the Knicks, I think they have a Robin. They need a Batman. So do you think Andre Ayton pushes?
No, I don't know about Rick. I don't want any part of DeAndre.
So Corey, let me get this straight. You think that DeAndre Ayton would be the Batman to Jalen Brunson's Robin?
I'm asking you guys.
No, the answer is definitively
no.
No. No, I can't tell you he went to University of Arizona.
No, he's not even Alfred.
I believe he's Bahamian.
Yeah, well, I don't care where it is. I don't want him on the Knicks.
No, I don't want him on the Knicks either. No, thank you. This guy in the biggest game of the season sat the game out.
Yeah, I'm all set.
No. All right. Raymond, my gaunt friend. Three stars.
Today's three stars. Number three.
You're a sick individual. Anyway, in the ultimate case of you do something for me, I do something for you, the DiPietro family graced Citi Field with their appearance yesterday, and the Mets responded in kind. Mark Vientos home run in his debut. Not his major league debut, but his season debut. Alonso walks it off. Rick is so inspired by that. He comes into work. He's battling. He's not feeling well. He delivers an elite open. As Dave said, the best open he's heard in a while, so... Way to go, Mets. Way to go, Rick.
Number two.
Dave is a prophet. He knows he knows things that are going to be the wave of the future.
I think this is the wave of the future.
Yeah, talking about streaming NFL games, yes.
What's the future mean for us, man?
Yes, invest in YouTube TV.
Can I open a file against being treated poorly at work?
No. You just said I look terrible, so I got nothing to say
you
to
look,
you in
you look better
to that.
Today. Yesterday was a worrisome appearance.
Number one.
This petty, petty child who brought these pastries into us this morning, tried to fatten up RJ, tried to fatten up me. We say things that bother him, and he literally tells RJ, I want the coffee roll back after it's laying in his stomach. All right, listen, if you can wait a while and you can get it if you want when RJ goes to the bathroom later, but I don't know. You're a very, very disturbing individual. That's all I can say.
You know,
say
now
to you.
I want the croissant back. All right. give me back the croissant.
Give me about an hour.
Evil. Evil, evil. Rule 76.
And no excuses, play like a champion. It's DPH Rothenberg and...
Baked goods!
On 98.7 ESPN.
Croissant.
Thanks for listening to the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast. Listen live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 a.m. on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN New York app, or on your smart speaker by asking it to play 98.7 ESPN.